Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Brought to you from 1944 from the Capitol International Jazzmen. Recorded, as you can imagine, for the Capitol label, that was written by Maceo Pinkard and Sidney Mitchell. And some fine performers there. Some of the great from days gone by. And they start off this morning's show. We've got a mixture of singers and musicians for you this morning. From the 1940s through to the 1960s, the early 1960s, yes. So we're going to go now to one of the loveliest voices around in the 20th century, and I think I can say that without any reservation, and that belonged to Mel Torme. And we're going to hear him from 1961 with a tune that he wrote himself called Welcome to the Club. And then we'll hear from Tony Arden. She was a very popular singer in the 1940s and the 1950s. She's going to bring us a number from 1950, written by, and I'm sorry, I don't know who this was written by, but the song is called Don't Ever Leave Me, and I think you'll enjoy hearing Tony and the song from 1950. And she's accompanied, by the way, by the Percy Faith Orchestra. Another lovely voice in our lineup is Vic Damone, fairly early on in his career, 1947. He, of course, had a lovely, rich voice, and he joins us frequently on the show. This morning, he's bringing us a Jerome Kern number with lyrics by Herbert Reynolds called They Didn't Believe Me. And he's accompanied by the orchestra led by Glenn Osser. And we'll start with Mel Torme and Welcome to the Club.
So you're all choked up and you're down in the mouth and you hardly can speak, and you're fully convinced that what's happened to you is supremely unique, and you tell yourself that you shouldn't cry, 'cause you're gonna cry alone. Well, you're crying, but you're certainly not alone. If you're feeling 15 shades of blue, and if the sky just dropped on you because that big romance fell through, welcome to the club. If you need the proper atmosphere to burn that torch, to shed that tear, go right on crying in your beer. Welcome to the club. Friends will say you're better off and list each fault she has. Pull yourself together, kid. Keep a stiff upper lip and all that jazz. Misery, they say, loves company. So take my hand, depend on me, 'cause I'm in the very same boat, you see. As Shakespeare said, ah, there's the rub. Welcome to the club. As Shakespeare said, ah, there's the rub. Welcome to the club.
Surely know slowly breaking. If you should leave me now, dear, this heart of mine you're taking. Why can't we try again? Just give me one more chance to right the wrong and then relive our old. Fare piangere mio cuor, non mi lasciare sol, dimmi che tu mi perdon. Please don't ever leave me, I'll try so hard to please, for only then.
Believe me, they'll never believe me. That from this great big world you've chosen me.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before, coming to you on CHUO 89.1 FM. And this morning, well, we're listening to some songs, as we usually do this time and on Sunday morning, from days gone by. This morning, from the 40s and the 50s, mostly. And a real mix of singers and musicians. We just heard from Vic Damone from 1947 with a Jerome Kern melody, They Didn't Believe Me, with words by Herbert Reynolds. Before that, Tony Arden and the Percy Faith Orchestra with the song Don't Ever Leave Me, recorded in 1950. And we started out with the lovely voice of Mel Torme and his own composition from 1961, Welcome to the Club. Well, we're going to carry on with our singers and musicians, and our next singer is also pretty well new too. I've heard that song before. I don't know why I haven't played it before, because he really does have a lovely voice. Johnny Desmond. He started out, actually formed his own vocal group back in the late 1930s. And it was hired to work with the Bob Crosby Band in 1940. And it was named, not surprisingly, the Bob O. Lynx. Well, Johnny Desmond went off on his own the following year, and he sang for a while with the band that was being led at the time by Gene Krupa, then embarked on his solo career. Well, one of his most popular recordings, and I believe he was the first singer to actually record this song, Guilty, written by Richard Whiting, Gus Kahn, and Harry Ask. Johnny recorded that in 1946. So we will hear him from 1946, with, by the way, the Page Cavanaugh Trio and the song Guilty. And then we'll go to a performer that you do hear quite frequently on I've Heard That Song Before, and it's one of the loveliest trumpeters of the previous century, and that is Chet Baker. What a wonderful mellow sound he had, and he made some lovely recordings for many, many wonderful recordings for the Pacific label, along with the quartet that he led himself, and pianist Russ Freeman. Well, that's what we'll hear this morning from actually 1954. They're going to bring us the tune written by Victor Young and Ned Washington called Stella by Starlight. And we'll start with Jimmy Desmond and Guilty.
Is it a sin? Is it a crime? Loving you, dear, like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of loving you. Maybe I'm wrong, dreaming of you, dreaming a lonely night through. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty, guilty of dreaming of you. Oh, what can I do? What can I say after I've taken the blame? You say you're through, you'll go your way, but I'll always feel just the same. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, loving you, dear, like I do. it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of loving you.
Thank you. finest in jazz, tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, I feature jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before, coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're bringing you a mixture of songs and recordings from the 1940s and the 1950s. We just heard from Chet Baker, one of the nicest of the trumpet players of the 20th century, and there were many, many of those. I always love that very gentle, mellow tone. And frequently he also sang vocals, and he had just a delightful voice, sort of like the equivalent to his mellow tone on the trumpet. We didn't hear a vocal this morning, but we heard Chet with Stella by Starlight from 1954, along with his quartet, including Russ Freeman on piano. Before that, we heard Johnny Desmond. As I mentioned, I don't think I featured him before on the show, which is a serious omission. Had a delightful voice, and that's from 1946, with a big hit for Johnny Desmond called Guilty, that was written by Richard Whiting, Harry Ask, and Gus Kahn. And Johnny was accompanied by the Page Cavanaugh Trio on that one. Well, we're going to move next to a lovely voice. They were all lovely voices, weren't they? I keep saying that, but, you know, I really think we had some marvelous voices around at the time, and we're so lucky that they all made so many recordings that we get to hear them over and over again, and you get to hear them over and over again on this show. It's a delight to be able to bring these singers and musicians to you. And having said that, I'll mention who it is that we're moving to next, and that's Lena Horne. Had one of the longest and most varied careers in the business. And she started out, I believe, in the Cotton Club back in the 30s. Movies, television, cabaret. She sang a lot of mainstream, particularly the standards. And she also had a very fine jazz style. We're going to hear her from pretty early on, 1943. Early on in her career, that is. With a lovely number written by Jimmy McFew and Dorothy Fields called I Can't Give You Anything But Love. And then we'll go to 1947 to another young artist starting out, this time in Canada, one of our very famous native sons, and that's Oscar Peterson, particularly admired and respected, of course, as one of the great piano players. And we're going to hear him early on, 1947. I guess he's still in Montreal at this point. I'm not quite sure when this, where this was recorded. It's a song written by Ballard MacDonald and James Hanley, and it's called Back Home Again in Indiana. And then we'll go to 1952, a bit of a change of pace, to a tune from the movie Singing in the Rain. And it's brought to you by one of the stars of the movie who performed it in the movie itself. And it's not Singing in the Rain. It's called You Were Meant for Me. And I just love this version. Gene Kelly had a rather endearing voice, of course, a marvelous dance style. And I've always liked this tune. And I think he does a really nice version of it. Well, he did the first, well, not the first version, but perhaps the most famous one. Written by Arthur Freed and Natio Herb Brown. And that's from 1952. And we'll start. We'll hear from Lena Horne. I Can't Give You Anything But Love.
I can't give you anything but love. Baby, that's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find Angie, I'd like to see you looking swell. Baby, diamond bracelets won't work, doesn't fail, baby, till that lucky day. You know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love. Love will find a way. Wait and see, those skies now are gray. Dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness. Looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelet were worth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby.
life was a song. You came along. I've laid awake the whole night through. If I but dared to think you cared, this is what I'd say.
Recorded in 1952. Before that, we heard Oscar Peterson with Back Home Again in Indiana from 1947, written by Ballard MacDonald and James F. Hanley. And we started out with Lena Horne and I Can't Give You Anything But Love, a composition by Jimmy McHugh with lyrics from Dorothy Fields. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And we will carry on with our show this morning. We're going to go now to 1957, to a very fine voice belonging to Doris Day. She'd started out in the 1940s singing with the band of Les Brown. Les Brown and his Band of Renown, it was known as. A young Doris, early 20s. And she had a very fine singing style and not a bad hand at jazz. She was a very fine jazz singer. Went on, of course, to movies and television and more into the mainstream popular standards later on in her career. But we will hear her with a song written by Henry Nemo this morning called Don't Take Your Love From Me. And I believe she's accompanied on this by Paul Weston and his orchestra. It's from an album called Day by Day, which was a companion piece to an album called Day by Night. And that will be Doris from 1957. And this set coming up, by the way, we have three ladies singing for us. And the second lady after Doris will be Maxine Sullivan. Very fine jazz artist with a sweet and delicate voice. She was married for a time to bassist John Kirby, who had a very fine sextet. And she's joined by him on this recording. Sometime in the early 1940s, I'm not sure quite when, the song is called My Ideal, and it was written by Richard Whiting, Leo Robin, and Newell Chase. And then for our third song, we'll go to 1940, to a very famous band around at the time, led by clarinetist Benny Goodman. At this point, he has Helen Forrest working with him, and she, of course, is a frequent visitor, as is Benny Goodman, to this show. Benny Goodman also had working with him at this point Eddie Sauter, who was a very fine arranger. He had worked previously with the band led by Mildred Bailey and Red Norvo. And he's working with Benny at this point. And so Benny and Helen and Eddie will bring us a lovely tune called Yours Is My Heart Alone, written by Franz Lehár, Ludwig Herzer, and Beda Fritz Löhne. Three songs, three ladies, and some wonderful musicians. And we will start with Doris Day from 1957, Don't Take Your Love From Me.
Tear a star from out the sky, and the sky feels blue. Tear a petal from a rose, and the rose weeps too. Take your heart away from mine, and mine surely brave. My life is yours to take, so please keep the spark awake. Would you take the wings from birds so that they can't fly? Would you take the ocean's roar and leave just a sigh? All this your heart won't let you do. This is what I beg of you.
never find the boy in my mind, the one who is my ideal. Maybe he's a dream, and yet he might be just around the corner waiting for me. Will I recognize the light in his eyes that no other eyes reveal? Or will I pass him by and never even notice that he's my ideal?
Thank you.
Alan Forrest, along with the band led by Benny Goodman, and an arrangement by Eddie Sota of the song Yours Is My Heart Alone, recorded in 1940. And that was written by Franz Lehár, Ludwig Herzer, and Beda Fritz Lerner. Before that, we heard from Maxine Sullivan, along with a sextet led by her husband John Kirby, the bassist, with a Richard Whiting, Leo Robin number called My Ideal. And that's been recorded by many people, but I think Maxine does a particularly fine job of it. And we started out with Doris Day and a song written by Henry Nemo called Don't Take Your Love From Me, that she recorded in 1957. Well, you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. Thanks so much for joining me today, and I hope you'll be able to join me again next week for more music from this time of wonderful song. Please stay with us right now, because Randy's going to be joining you in about 5 minutes with some marvelous jazz. 2 hours of it this afternoon. We've got one more performer for you this morning. And it is another new to I've Heard That Song Before artist. I'm catching up on a lot of new performers. Well, new to us on the show, that is, or new to me this week. And that is Ray Anthony. He led a big band in the 1940s and 50s and later. He was a very fine trumpeter, somewhat along the styles of Harry James. So that sort of soaring sound, as they say. He was played with the Glenn Miller Band. In fact, I believe he was one of the longest surviving musicians who had actually played with the band back in the late 30s, early 40s. Well, Ray Anthony, as I said, went on to lead a big band for many years, and often playing some of the Glenn Miller tunes, or the tunes, rather, that the Glenn Miller Band played and made famous. This one that we'll hear this morning was recorded in 1953. It's written by Cole Porter, and it's called What Is This Thing Called Love? Here's Ray Anthony and his orchestra.